This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain, I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Tampa Group, Florida flagship station to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. And hello to Steve in Thailand tonight, who just chimed in a little while ago. Matter of fact, that's a pretty sharp-looking guitar that you got there, Steve. Now, a special shout-out goes to our active-duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital, and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody working on the Third Watch tonight, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our nation's truckers. Now, you can follow us as the Captain's America Third Watch. We're on MeWe right now. I have the chat room over there, the Captain's America Third Watch, and we're in the chat room talking back and forth on MeWe. We're also on Gab. We're also on Parler at the Captain's America. Also on Twitter at Captain's America. And don't forget, our website is the Captain's America Third Watch.com. Now, we're still on Facebook. The Captain's group is still there. Kyle is in the Facebook chat room tonight, and I'm over in the MeWe chat room. So that's what we're doing. We're splitting up the duties so we can continue to talk to the people that like to be where they like to be. So, speaking of Kyle, here is the professor of politics, Kyle Warner. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Time for the second reading of the pledge. You ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands. One nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize, ladies and gentlemen, those two words, under God. Our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Now, Kyle, I was sitting here, and we talked a little bit about this during the news break. I was sitting here and I was thinking, when ABC, CBS, CNN, MSNBC, and NBC talk, they actually are sounding like Pravda does in Russia, towing the government line and just saying whatever it is the government is saying and not altering or faltering or wavering in any way what they're telling us, even though a lot of it is not true.
Well, you know, we've been watching the media for so long now, especially, I mean, we could tell under Obama.
Oh, wait a minute. Hold. No. Breaking news, folks. Very sad news to report. 8 people reportedly have been killed at the FedEx facility in Indianapolis at the Indianapolis International Airport. The death toll starts at 8 people being killed. We don't know how many people have been wounded, but a number of people have been taken to the hospital, so that's very bad news. But go ahead, Kyle.
No, you're right about that, Captain. Very sad news as that toll is going up. Earlier it was 5 unconfirmed dead, but now we understand 8. And we don't know the number of people who were injured.
No.
And this is going to continue to develop. But as you mentioned earlier, the person that did this evidently has killed themselves, according to the report.
Yeah.
But they took out a long gun, a rifle, out of the trunk of their car,
yep,
at least according to reports. So they may have had a lot of ammunition. We don't know.
Yep. All right, well, back to what we were talking about. The media is definitely in bed with the progressive left, liberal socialist communists that are out there. And it's, like I say, it reminds me of Russia and Pravda.
Well, you know, back in the day, during the height of the Soviet Union under Reagan, and during the Reagan administration, I should say, you know, that was like a joke. People would joke about that kind of stuff. Like, well, you know, Pravda says today about, you know, the Soviet premier, and we all knew that it was all a put on. You know, this wasn't any kind of independent news. And what we saw happening back under Obama, and then, of course, during the campaign, not only for Hillary, but then, of course, for Joe Biden, and now that Joe Biden's the president, the media are just so happy because finally, you know, their person won, you know, the election. And so they're acting like it, too. That's the thing. But I think, Captain, some of the media reporters, they're getting the idea now in whatever small way that, oh, wait a minute, they look at us as being a Pravda, being just stenographers and not being investigative reporters that can ask actual questions. Because if you do ask an actual question, Jen Psaki will talk down to you and you know, try to make you look stupid, I guess.
Jen Psaki, yeah. Yep. Yeah, we'll have at the bottom of the hour, we'll have a circle back report. I got something planned for her. By the way, there also was something, when you talk about airports, I should probably mention this right now. Late yesterday afternoon, San Antonio police shut down the airport, then shot and killed a lone gunman inside the airport terminal. You heard about that?
Yeah, we have some news on that. But, yeah, we see these things happening.
Copycat crimes,
yes,
I believe.
Yes, exactly. And it's very, very concerning because you put all this together with what's happening in our society with the lockdowns, and yes, we're trying to come out of them, but the uncertainty factor, it's a year on now, and I think we're seeing this manifested in many ways.
Now, opioid deaths in America reached new highs last year as Americans found themselves isolated and increasingly out of work. More than 87,000 Americans were killed in fatal overdoses leading up to September 2020, a 29% increase from the previous year. The biggest spike occurred in April and May of 2020, just after the lockdowns began in large swaths of the country. This, according to Axios, what a shame. What a shame.
Yes, exactly. And this goes to kind of to my point. You have people that have been isolated. They are suffering, in mental health ways, obviously, because of a lot of these things that are going on. And you know what we're seeing now, at least in my area, Captain, and I think it's probably nationally as well. I think it's a national commercial. It's the idea of, you know, get rid of all your old opioids out of the house because people are taking them.
Wow.
And so they're trying to address it in some way. Yeah.
All righty. Hold that thought, folks. We're coming back with more Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, as we truck along during the nighttime hours. And Ron Edwards is going to take us to break this time. So, Mr. Ron Edwards.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook. And you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Gold Watch.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
From Brook Talks America, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Well, thank you very much there, Brooke, from Brook Talks America. By the way, she will be on my flagship station tomorrow night, Saturday night, with her weekly show at 7 p.m. for those of you that want to listen. Her website is BrookTalksAmerica.com. Now, this portion of the program brought to you by the Auto Glass America, folks, and let me tell you, there's gold waiting in that windshield if you got a chip or a crack in it. So give it an inspection today, and if it's chipped or cracked, you'll get $100 put in the palm of your hand when you have it replaced by Auto Glass America. Now, they'll handle your windshield needs, give you a lifetime warranty for the car, truck, or van you're driving. If you're here in Florida, you need to have Florida Comprehensive Insurance. And by the way, from Fort Myers to Orlando, to Gainesville, to Tampa, Sarasota, and Daytona Beach, and other surrounding areas, Auto Glass America will come to your home or office and process your insurance claim, give you a premium quality windshield, a lifetime warranty, drop $100 in the palm of your hand when you mention me, the captain, and I'm the guy that sent you. Now give them a call at 813-96-GLASS, 813-96-GLASS for Auto Glass America. And don't forget to tell them that Captain Matt Bruce sent you. That's the key to the whole thing. And Kyle, what do they always say?
Auto Glass America.
You were ready for that one.
That's right.
All right, and Johanna's chiming in. I didn't get a chance to mention this last hour, but she chimed in and said Biden's created a bipartisan committee to study court reforms. Of course, it's stacked by the Democrats. It's actually 3-1, Johanna, not 2-1, 3-1. So it's even worse than what you thought. But Nancy Pelosi yesterday said that she wasn't going to allow any bill for packing of the for changing the Supreme Court rules or makeup, rather. Yet. Now, Johanna is saying that she's just not going to do that, just not right now. But here's the problem. I've got a poll that's right here in front of me. 72% of the country, Kyle, this is Republicans and Democrats, 72% of the country like the Supreme Court just the way it is.
Well, of course. And it's been like that for over 100 years.
That's right.
So this is the thing, and certainly we all remember the stories about FDR, and when I was growing up, we'd hear the story about FDR and wanting to pack the court, and that wasn't, it obviously wasn't done, it wasn't feasible, and he ran into a brick wall on that. But people across the highways and byways, Captain, understand exactly why the Democrat Party elite would want to pack the court, even though, and get this, they will tell you, we're not packing the court, we're unpacking the court. Somehow it was all wrong that,
I heard that.
Trump could, yeah, exactly, this, it was wrong that he could appoint these justices. So they're trying to even it out and make sure it's equitable, you know, all this kind of whatever they're talking about. When in reality, it's just about grabbing power. So
well, that was Jerry Nadler. You got to consider the source.
Yeah, no kidding. But what they want to do is, and don't forget, the other day, the president himself said no amendment is absolute. So they want to get a bunch of justices on the court, expand the court, and then come up with things like, we don't really need the Second Amendment, do we?
I'll agree partially with that. No amendment is absolute, but you don't just turn around and say, okay, I got 51 votes to your 49, and I can change the amendment. No, you can't. It takes a two-thirds majority of Congress in both houses.
Well, exactly. But the idea that somehow, and even when the president said that, it raised a lot of flags. You know, a lot of people said, oh, wait, well, why would you say such a thing, you know, in that context? Yeah.
All right. Maxine Waters snapped at little old Jim Jordan yesterday for questioning Dr. Fauci during the COVID hearing. I don't know if you got a chance to see that or not, did you?
I saw some of the exchange, yes,
yeah.
Between Jordan
and Fauci. She told him to shut his mouth. You shut your mouth.
well, that's because he's asking questions that people actually want to know the answers to, like, what does it mean to get back to normal? I'm just paraphrasing here. When is it enough low numbers of cases? And then between Jim Jordan and Dr. Fauci, the exchange about, you know, you're telling people that actually it wasn't Jim Jordan, it was a different member, but talking about, if you got vaccinated, why do you have to keep wearing a mask? Well, because you can still get infected and wear a mask. And on it goes. And in other words, if you tell people this is what we need to do to get back to normal, and then people start doing that, but then you say, I'm sorry, we'll never get back to normal. This is causing a lot of problems.
Well, another secretly recorded video has shown up revealing the truth about CNN's agenda as Twitter suspended the Project Veritas founder's account. That's what they did as a result of him telling the truth and actually showing what the CNN people were thinking. And by the way, little Brian Stetler, he's in the hot seat big time again.
Yes, exactly. Didn't he not mention something about what was happening at the demonstrations following the shooting?
He didn't mention what happened to their own crew.
Yes, exactly.
When the guy was hit in the side of the head with a frozen water bottle, knocked to the ground and hurt, and then the crowd came after the CNN crew.
Well, you see, that probably wouldn't fit in with the narrative that even the folks at CNN...
Because it was peaceful?
Because, yeah, well, mostly it's...
They were talking how peaceful it was.
Yeah. See, that's the thing. We're told that all this is mostly peaceful or this kind of thing because, again... The TV camera is a window to the world, just like any movie camera, any camera is just a window to the world. And if they can frame the world a certain way and tell you this is what's happening, this is what's going on, here's what you need to think about this kind of thing, then that's very, very scary. And when in reality they should be saying, here's what happened to our crew. Unfortunately, that crew became part of the news that night.
Yeah. Now, people who have received Pfizer, that is COVID's vaccine, are going to probably need to have a third shot, so the CEO says yesterday. So that makes two different vaccines that are going to have a third shot, Moderna and Pfizer.
Right, exactly. And whether or not that's going to be even a yearly booster shot, you know, we are hearing talk about that. So you might get your COVID shot.
And that's because of the variants.
Because of the variants, yeah. Like you get a flu shot, then you might have to, you'll also get your COVID shot.
Well, it could be combined in one, I've been told.
Although that's, well, at least they don't get two shots.
Yeah, they talked about that yesterday. You could get a vaccine, yeah, listen to me. You could get your flu vaccine and your COVID shot all at the same time.
Very interesting. Very interesting. Yep. But what people are going to have to be comfortable with, though, is are you able to go do things after you're vaccinated or after you have a booster shot?
That would be a pretty powerful shot when you think about it.
Well, no kidding. Now, you know, some people, I know people who have had a little bit of reaction once they got their second shot. You know, because everybody reacts differently.
So we shut down the world because 6 women had blood clots and 1 died. So we shut the world down.
Yes, and it's unfortunate.
Out of millions that have had the shot.
Yeah, exactly. Well, they always will say it's an abundance of caution. Certain medical, I've seen notices from the medical companies, you know, out of an abundance of caution, we're not going to do this shot right now. That kind
they're afraid they're going to get sued.
Well, sure. Of course, it always boils down to liability, and that's why, especially, and they just opened up for games at Staples Center, I saw in the news earlier, but, you know, you can't bring this and that in. Women can't bring a purse, you can't bring a bag unless it's a parental or medical oriented bag. And they're all scared to have any kind of thing that could possibly lead back to say, you didn't protect me enough from COVID at your facility. So that's the way it's going to be for a long time.
Well, Senator Mitch McConnell says that Arizona Senator Sinema and West Virginia Senator Manchin could save the filibuster for the GOP because they're holding strong.
The filibuster is going to be the key to being able to shut down a lot of this cockamamie stuff that the Democrats want to do. Why do you think they want to get rid of the filibuster so they can come in and do these kinds of things? Absolutely.
Yeah.
If it's not there, then, I mean, you heard the expression, all bets are off. That's what it is.
Well, that's very true. And by the way, in case you didn't hear, folks, a terrible shooting tonight in Indianapolis, about 11 o'clock, police were called to the FedEx facility, second largest facility in the FedEx system, at the Indianapolis airport, right there around 465 and I-70. That's right about where it is. You can see it right off the interstate, by the way. And 8 people are known dead. We don't know how many people have been wounded and taken to hospitals, but it's been a fair amount of them from what we've been able to gather. And the shooter took his own life. So that's what we know about it so far.
That's right, Captain. And again, because the shooter took his own life, they will have to try to forensically, you know, psychologically try to rebuild any kind of motivation, what led up to this. And unfortunately, if it's a situation where someone was decided they wanted to do this and kill a bunch of people before they killed themselves, hopefully we can find a way to stop it in the future.
All right, hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. Bottom of the hour news. Stations get a chance to identify themselves, pay some of their bills, and then we'll be back on the other side. This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A 1-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The White House is announcing new punishments towards Russia over hacking and election interference. The Biden administration said it's expelling 10 Russian diplomats and placing sanctions on Russian companies that support the cyber attacks which targeted federal agencies. He said he chose a proportional response and he doesn't want to kick off any kind of escalation. He also said,
I was clear with President Putin that we could have gone further.
Biden said he wanted to meet in person with Vladimir Putin sometime this summer.
If Russia continues to interfere with our democracy, I'm prepared to take further actions to respond.
House Democrats have approved legislation they say would help close the pay gap between men and women. They say it would make it easier to sue employers over pay discrimination. The future of the measure is uncertain in the Senate. This is USA Radio News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com. Tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, Dan Pilla.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, you are. Thank you very much, Mr. Announcer Guy. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends over at the Stem Cell Patch Company. Listen to this one.
Hi, folks, it's the Captain here. I want you to check out the Stem Cell Activation Patch that will do wonders. Give them a call, 727-776-4552. Better, safe, more energy, improved skin, and increased health with a money-back guarantee. You have nothing to lose and everything to gain. Call 727-776-4552 for the Stem Cell Activation Patch that will do wonders, and tell them the Captain sent you. That's 727-776-4552.
All righty, and going back to California and Kyle Warner, professor of politics. Good morning again, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Your representative out there, who, by the way, was away for, what, I guess one term and then got reelected again, Daryl Issa, is that correct?
Right.
He has accused the Biden administration of the biggest foreign policy lies since Iran-Contra. What's that all about?
Well, I think this has to do with Central American countries as well, talking about getting the issues done at the border, this kind of thing, and he's calling it, as you said, the biggest foreign policy lie after Iran-Contra. He goes on to say, I believe, that the administration is trying to take credit for something that just didn't happen. This is again, the security in these countries are very, very important, because if we don't stop the flow from there, well, it's going to come here. Exactly.
Well, then you've got former governor of New Jersey, Chris Christie, chiming in again, and he's becoming quite a thorn in the side for Joe Biden. And he came out and he says the GOP needs to make sure they continue to call Joe Biden a liar because he's lying about the things that he said on the campaign trail that he was going to do, and now he's doubling and tripling down on the progressive left agenda, things that he said he wasn't going to do.
Well, exactly. I mean, didn't he talk about he didn't want to pack the court, right?
That was part of it.
How about this one? I'm going to go get the votes. I have to go get the votes, he told George Stephanopoulos. He's not going to get any votes. You know, they could care less about GOP votes or bipartisanship. And that's, you know, I'm going to unify everybody. We got to be unified. None of that is coming true. Contrast that, though. What did President Trump say he was going to do? He was going to build a wall. He was going to bring back business. He was going to get jobs going again. He was going to start the pipelines. All this stuff is going to happen. And it happened. So the proof's in the pudding.
Yeah, well, if you can eat the pudding. Right.
That's right. That's right. I don't know. You have to have a study before you can eat the pudding.
All righty. Well, let's see. Are you ready for a circle back report?
Sure.
All right, we're going to circle back, folks.
Circle back!
All righty. Well, you know, they're getting a lot of flack up in the White House for Jen Psaki talking about the border every day and not calling it a crisis. And one day she did slip, and I believe she called it a crisis, and then she corrected herself without ever changing a beat. But, you know, I got something to say. Hey, Joe, if you're listening, or any of your people are listening, if you really want to solve the border crisis, Joe, how about being more like Donald Trump and doing the things that he did that worked? Problem solved. What you think, Kyle?
Well, that would be what most Americans, and I think even a lot of Democrats and Republicans alike, would say, yeah, what was happening, what the policy before was working. We didn't have this crisis. It is a full-blown crisis by any stretch, and poor Jen Psaki, she doesn't understand that everybody thinks it's a crisis, and if you don't call it that, it doesn't mean it's not a crisis. But, yes, people would think that you're going back to, at the very least, for the time being, go back to the Trump policies that would fix this problem, and then we could go about discussing it, that kind of thing. But, yes, it's exactly what he needs to do. He won't do it because unless they can find a way to say that they're doing it without saying that they're implementing Trump's policies.
Now, a story came out yesterday, and part of this was thanks to CNN, which is why I was mentioning Brian Stetler earlier. The U.S. Intel agencies are now backpedaling on the Russian bounty story, saying that that when President Trump called it a hoax, it actually was a hoax, because the truth of the matter is, Kyle, it wasn't true.
Well, exactly. But again, going back to the Trump era, the entire
All of the media. Starting with CNN and MSNBC.
Well, sure, because whatever story was going to hurt the Trump administration, ultimately bring down the Trump administration, that's what they wanted to go with. And so it could be as crazy as it could possibly be. And it didn't matter because there was an objective. And just like we've seen with James O'Keefe, with one of his just recent exposés about CNN, for example, the person that was talking on the tape was trying to stop the Trump administration. And then they said, now we're going to turn to climate change. We're going to scare everybody. You know, it's a big business on that.
Okay. Now, something interesting here. One of our Republican fearless leaders yesterday spoke up and knocked the president, Basement Biden, he called him, for agreeing to deliver a joint session to Congress, an address when no one would be there to hear it.
Right, because they're talking about all the COVID restrictions about it. And if it's just an address to Congress, are they truly calling it a State of the Union?
It's not a State of the Union. Well, I call it that, but that's what it should be, but it's not.
Well, of course it should be a State of the Union. Why is it, this is a great question, Why is it that the Biden administration, or Biden the man, gets all these passes and all this stuff? And any other president, the question would be, why aren't you giving a State of the Union? And the question to the vice president would be, you just got put in charge of the border. You know, why don't you go to the border? I mean, it's those kinds of questions. You know, I almost expect to say, hey, Vice President Harris, you just got put in charge of the border crisis. Where are you going to go? I'm going to Disneyland, something like that.
Right.
You know, it's just crazy.
Somebody that may be going to Disneyland right now would be former Vice President Mike Pence, who received a heart pacemaker device yesterday after routine surgery, and he's expected to fully recover. So definitely our thoughts and prayers go out to him and his family, and we're glad to hear that he did okay. We had no idea.
Well, exactly, yeah. We wish him the very, very best, and a lot of times we don't know all of the details, but from my understanding, Captain, if you have an irregular heartbeat, sometimes if you have AFib, atrial fibrillation, or they may fit you with a pacemaker to make sure that your heart beats correctly.
That is correct. Mm-hmm. Now, we mentioned this earlier, and I'm going to close with this right now to close out the news segment, and then we'll talk a little bit about what's going on in Indianapolis. 72% of registered voters, Democrats and Republicans alike, support the Second Amendment and say, don't mess with our guns.
Well, that's right. And so the executive orders from the Biden administration just the other day, coupled with the idea that many of the Democrat Party elite, and we know what Nancy Pelosi said, that she wasn't bringing it to a vote or would not at this point, but packing the court is all part of that get rid of the Second Amendment push, ultimately, and among other rights that the American people have. And so they're going to run into this wall of the American people saying, just as you said, don't mess with my guns. People understand what that means in terms of being able to defend themselves.
And that same number also applied to the support for the keeping the Supreme Court the way that it was, too. So that's kind of ironic. The number was the same with both.
Exactly. And what's happening, you know, there's the old saying, a bridge too far.
Mm-hmm.
And I really do think the Democrat Party elite, they are seeing that bridge. They can see it off in the distance, and they're just going to keep on going, whereas they could get some of the things that they really want passed, but they just want absolute total control, it looks like. And this is going to be their Achilles heel, the lust for power.
Yeah, and we'll see how soon that works out the way it does. Okay, folks, I'll tell you what, we're getting ready to come up on a break here, but the fact of the matter is that the Truckers Highway and Byway Report's what we're coming back with, and we're going to take a look and see what the heck is going on weather-wise, because there's been another change, however so slightly, been another change, and we'll tell you what's going on and where it's going on. So don't go anywhere. Kyle Warren and I will be right back with the Truckers Highway and Byway Report. And we've got snow in a couple of different parts of the country, cold temperatures in one part, and heavy flooding in another one. So we'll get to all that when we come back. Don't go anywhere.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Buy a shotgun. Buy a shotgun.
According to the Wall Street Journal, the new book, The Great Devaluation, is the number one business book in the world. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, two-time national best-selling author and owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold firm in the country. We help investors put physical metals inside their IRAs. My first book, Gold is a Better Way, sparked a movement. My new book, The Great Devaluation, is the number one book in the country. I believe every investor should own physical metals. It's why I'm giving away my best-selling book to anyone with an IRA with over $100,000 for free. Call 800-900-8000 to get the bestseller, The Great Devaluation, sent directly to your door. That's 800-900-8000. The new decision is now obvious. Don't you deserve to do it with the best? Call 800-900-8000 for your free book today. That's 800-900-8000.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with Youngevity. Teamgaday.com.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, buddy. Thank you very much, Donna Fiducia, up there in Carrollton, Georgia, just up the road a tad bit from big old Fort Benning, Georgia, and a big hoo-ha out there to everybody at Fort Benning tonight. I hope everybody's doing fine along the way. Now, let's not forget about the fact that the Truckers Highway and Byway Report, brought to you by your local Pilot and Flying J truck stop. Pull on in there, see what they have to offer. In the meantime, here we go.
Yeah!
in Black, AC/DC. Boy, oh boy, I'll tell you what, Kyle, they're getting it going.
Oh, absolutely. That is a great track.
Yep.
And it always has been. And it just, there's something about that band, you know, that they just have, they have the perfect amount of sound. And it's just amazing.
Well, I'll tell you what, between the drum and the bass get going and all that sort of stuff, and you just want to get up and just start bebopping around. All right, here we go. Heavy rain in the central Gulf, wintry in the central Rockies and the Northeast is what we're looking at. Showers and thunderstorms forming along a stalled front, which really hasn't gone anywhere, right along the Gulf of Mexico. You folks in Louisiana, Mississippi, and around Mobile, Alabama, you're just being inundated with heavy rain and flooding, and it's going to be there for at least another day, maybe two. Now, this late-season winter storm that's continuing to produce hazardous travel in the central Rockies and the other and high plains, and the other one, the coastal storm now that's forming, bringing winter conditions and gusty winds to parts of the Northeast, where we have a winter storm warning for parts of the Northeast right now. Kyle, you take it away out west, and then we'll go east.
Well, thank you, Captain. We've got a high wind warning tonight. If you're coming across I-40 near Interstate 25 in Albuquerque, New Mexico, be aware of that tonight. Up in Colorado, as we head up I-25, we have a winter weather advisory stretching from Colorado Springs all the way to the border with Wyoming, where it turns into a winter storm warning, Captain, for the Cheyenne and Laramie areas, also including the Elk Mountain. As you travel across I-80, we're going to have a lot of snow. 4 to 6 inches, you're going to have dangerous travel conditions, icy, snow-packed roads, and low visibility. So if you're in that area, please be very, very careful. It does stretch over into Nebraska as well. Stretching on up, of course, with the winter weather advisory up through Wyoming into Casper. Also, as you head up into southern Montana, traveling up I-90 into the Crow Indian Reservation, Fort Smith areas as well. Also, same winter weather advisory. This is going to be east of Bozeman, south of Big Timber as you travel across I-90. Northern California frost advisory, but also you've got a fire weather warning. This is going to be in the Portland, Salem area in Oregon tonight, Captain.
All righty, and southwestern South Dakota, you're going to have some snow there tonight, as well as coming out of Colorado 76 up there to the junction of I-80 all the way over to North Platte. You're going to have a winter storm warning to contend with, and then you've got snow out in front of it as it starts to move east, which is what it's doing right now. If you are down along I-70, when you get Kansas, you're going to have snow over to Goodland. It looks like all the way out of Denver, so be advised of that if you're on I-70 going east. Now, I'm going to go down south first before I go moving around. Louisiana, the coastline of Louisiana, New Orleans, Slidell, all the lower-lying areas there, I-10, I-12, and then up about 60 miles north of the Gulf of Mexico, all across Louisiana, and the same thing for Mississippi, all across I-10, and about 60 miles north of the Gulf. Rain, flooding, flood watches, flood warnings. Let's see, over in Mobile, Alabama, same thing over there for Mobile and about 60 miles north into Alabama. So be advised, you got some really bad conditions over there. And by the way, some roads may be flooded with all of this that's going on there, too. Now, let's take a look also what's going on up the East Coast, because we've got a general snow condition right now. Albany North up towards Lake George, Lake Placid, Saranac Lake. And then that snow comes across over into the Berkshires and runs on an angle up through the southeastern corner of Vermont, all of New Hampshire, the western part of Maine, where you've got a winter storm warning. It's going to get real exciting there. I'll tell you that right now for the next day or so, so be advised. And then you got a gale warning all the way from Nova Scotia down to Cape Cod. So that's what things are looking like. Cold temperatures in Kentucky, the mountains of Virginia, the mountains of North Carolina and eastern Tennessee. Kyle, tell us how to do your show.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
Talk to you tonight.
Sounds good.
All right, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Now we'll go to Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. who has been keeping track of the situation in Indianapolis, because, folks, we have got a real mess over there. Right now, Denise, the report that I've got is 8 dead.
Correct. Several wounded. Some have been treated and released. Others are still in the hospital. And the gunman himself has apparently taken his own life.
Yeah.
Or their own life, assuming it's a male, but they're not saying. This thing appears to have started in a parking lot.
Correct.
So
about 11 o'clock was my report.
Correct.
Yep.
So we don't know anything more than that, but there's where we are.
Right, and we will keep an eye on that during the course of the next couple hours here to see what's going on, if there's anything that we can report. I can tell you right now that if you're listening to us up in that area and you've got loved ones that you haven't heard from that you're concerned about, there is a information center set up at the Holiday Inn Express right there at the airport, so you can go there to the Holiday Inn Express to get more information, and that's the best I can tell you. That's all that I know right now, other than that, and other than what Denise told you, right?
Correct. At one point, before this it was ended, it had closed off the interstate too. They weren't sure if there was more than one shooter, or if someone had gotten away or what.
Well, that facility is located right there in the western part of the airport where 465 comes around, and then there's a ramp right there to get on I-70. It's very easy. They put it there because of the truck, so they can get in and out real quick. So I get why they did that. But you drive right along the interstate, and boom, there's FedEx.
Yep,
it's a big facility. Okay, well, folks, when we come back, we're getting ready to take the break here. When we come back, a lot more on the Captain's America Third Watch. And, of course, what exactly is Joe Biden trying to do with Russia right now? We booted a bunch of people out, and we're not happy, and they're not happy, and they shut down the Black Sea. We can't get our ships in there. Oh, boy. I'll be right back with more. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.